this is a Phase 1 condemnation hearing for Curtis Hopkins. Is there a member of executive clemency or full board members currently listening to this case or the Dr. C.D. Wright, board chairman? I'm Gary Rittenhouse, I'm the lead witness, my name is David Lee, I'm the hearing lead. Mr. Curtis is ABC number 213864. Curtis Hopkins, ABC number 213864. Mr. Hopkins is 32 years old and he is serving a 10-year sentence for dangerous drug violation and it was classified as repetitive. It began April 8th, 2016. He got guilty and was sentenced on May 3rd, 2016. This is an aggravated sentence due to prior felony convictions, including three drug-related offenses. The plea agreement also dismissed four other charges involved with the infant offense. He was given the presumptive sentence of 10 years for the dangerous drug violation that he pled guilty to. Mr. Hopkins is asking for a 2-year reduction in sentence. His current ERC is November 3rd, 2024. If this reduction is granted, his new ERC will be February 16th, 2023. His reason for asking for this clemency is because he feels he has learned his lesson and has broken his addiction. Plus, he wants to return to his family and help take care of his elderly father and some other family issues. So the offense was on April 6, 2013. He and his current wife were stopped by DPS for speeding. Subsequent investigation revealed there was 18 grams of marijuana in the center console. That bag was removed. A bag containing 57 grams of meth was found, and when that was removed, another bag with 90 grams of meth. Mr. Hopkins told police that he wasn't really a drug trafficker. He was taking the meth home. He had taken the meth home out of any business to support his drug habit. According to his application, after processing and initial appearances, he and his wife fled but were later captured by U.S. Marshals. Mr. Hopkins received the presumptive sentence based on historical priors, plus he also had four other drug charges dismissed at the time of his plea, as well as the allegation of also dismissed was an allegation of one other. Two other things. One is over threshold, and the listed allegation of prior convictions was dismissed. So that would bring down the aggravating numbers. However, based on the totality of the offense and all of his prior drug convictions, and this one being marked as repetitive, he didn't get the presumptive, so I do not feel this is an excessive sentence at this time. But I know there was some discussion from the fellow board members if there is any. No discussion. In that case, I'm going to make a motion to not move Mr. Curtis Hopkins, ABC number 213864, not move him forward to a Phase 2 commutation hearing at this time.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Curtis, and I'll send this to him. Thank you.